Independence Day in Ukraine. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. It's also 6 months today since the start of the Russian invasion and the Biden administration sending nearly $3 billion more in military aid.
President Biden announced the package in a statement marking Ukraine's Independence Day, writing, "The day is bittersweet for many Ukrainians, with thousands killed or wounded and millions displaced." But the president says 6 months of relentless attacks have only strengthened Ukrainians' pride. Congress approved $40 billion in Ukrainian military and humanitarian assistance earlier this year. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The president also today is expected to announce some sort of student loan forgiveness program. There are reports that borrowers making less than $125,000 a year will have $10,000 in loans wiped out. Results from the last big primary day of the campaign. There were races in Florida and New York and runoffs in Oklahoma. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will face House Democrat Charlie Crist in November. Redistricting leads to a game of musical chairs in New York.
New maps that merge the districts of longtime Manhattan Democratic Representatives Jerry Nadler and Carolyn Maloney have resulted in a win for Nadler following the contentious head-to-head matchup of the incumbents. Daniel Goldman has won his Democratic primary for a rare open seat in the 10th District, covering southern Manhattan and including Wall Street. He's a former federal prosecutor who became known nationally as lead counsel for House Democrats in former President Trump's first impeachment hearing. And state Republican Party Chair Nick Langworthy won a primary in the western part of the state, defeating Buffalo businessman Carl Palladino in the redrawn 23rd District. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
With Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe retiring early, Mark Wayne Mullen, the Republicans' nominee to fill that seat. Kendra Horn had won the Democrats' nomination unopposed. Hall of Fame Kansas City Chiefs quarterback and broadcaster Len Dawson died. He was 87 years old, nicknamed Lenny the Cool. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The first day of school in Columbus, Ohio, and teachers are on strike. School board president Jennifer Adair says the last offer to the union was fair.
It's really a package that was created with student outcomes at the center.
Teachers want classroom improvements. Deanna Purcell, a parent, says they have a point.
They send kids home. They call school out for the day because it's too cold or it's too hot in some of the buildings. They have leaks. They have mold. They have asbestos. They have lead. They have the money. I don't know where the holdup is to not replace and do repairs.
Classes are being held online today, run by substitutes. A mail carrier is killed by dogs in Florida.
The 61-year-old woman who was working for the U.S. Postal Service had her truck break down along a road in Putnam County, Florida. That's when a pack of five dogs attacked her. Neighbors could hear the woman screaming for help. They tried to pull the dogs away from her. One even tried firing off a gunshot to scare the animals away. She was severely bleeding, and bystanders applied tourniquets until an ambulance showed up. She was eventually flown to a trauma center in Gainesville, but the Postal Service says she later died of her injuries. When the police showed up, they found the woman already on the ground with the dogs inside of a fence at a nearby home. Those dogs have now been taken into custody by animal control as the investigation continues. John Saucier, Fox News.
Fentanyl rings busted in New York City.
Federal officials say they seized over 9,000 fentanyl pills from dozens of packages they recovered from mailing facilities on Staten Island. The dangerous drug was being shipped across the country. Joel Manuel De Jesus Amparo is under arrest and facing numerous charges. The feds say the investigation also led to the takedown of a fentanyl pill mill in Jersey City, New Jersey, earlier this month. About 60 kilograms of fentanyl were seized.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. Pandemonium in southwestern China. Giant panda twins are born at a breeding center. A boy and a girl, the second pair of twins born there this month. Vets have been using artificial insemination trying to get the panda population up. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.